Blog Talk Radio.
I was teaching people how to fly, and I was running an Olive Garden restaurant.
but I had no time. You know, I know people who got money, but they ain't got no time. I know people who got time, but they ain't got no money. So I was the first one. I had a little bit of money, but I didn't have any time because I was working 70-plus hours a week. No time for my family, no time for any extracurricular activities for the most part. I just had to go and be a slave for those two jobs. So a buddy of mine told me about this business, bro, about 9.5 years ago. He told me that his buddy in Chicago, and I live in St. Louis, Chicago is about 5 hours away. He said his buddy in Chicago is making about $25,000 a month working from home. So I'd be a fool not to find out what he was doing. So when I talked to the guy, he said he couldn't come to St. Louis for 6 to 8 months. And I'm like, I can't wait 6 to 8 months. What you doing Wednesday? So I got in my car and I drove to Chicago. I sat down, I took a look at the opportunity, and I joined. The same day I saw it, I started my own business. And that was, gosh, over $1.5 million ago. And I love what I do, and I teach people how to make money all across the United States and in 4 other countries as well.
Okay. So if any person want to, you know, do what you're doing or what I want to come to you to learn how to do it, like how does that necessarily work? Like, you know, would they have to pay, like, a fee to, like, get started with you? Or, like, how does that necessarily work?
Yeah, so here's what I teach. I teach entrepreneurship, and when you make money in entrepreneurship, yes, there is a small startup cost in my business. A couple of $100 will get you started in my business, but you know, I can help you turn that couple of $100 into, you know, tens of thousands of bucks. It just depends on your ambition level. But I only take a few because, you know, I'm looking for eagles, and most folks that have jobs, and I'm wrong with having a job, but a job is meant to maintain you. It's not meant to enrich you. So most folks, when they work in a job, they think like pigeons. Pigeons hang out together. They cluck on the ground, and eagles, they eat pigeons. They soar above everything else, and they have vision. They have wisdom. You know, so I'm looking for eagles, and I show those eagles how to make some money. But, yes, there is a small startup cost, but you pay that cost one time to open up the doors of your business. And, again, let me ask you a question, brother. Would you pay a couple of $100 to make $1.5 million?
Yeah, I definitely would, because, you know what I'm saying, I could see the long term, you know. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, for me, I would.
So I teach people how to make money residually, because here's what I know about money, if I may. I know that when you make money, most people make money off of a W-2 income. And a W-2 income is, that's the pigeons. The W-2 income just means that you go to work, you clock in, your money starts, you may make it work at a factory or, you know, whatever you do for them, but you got to go to work, your money starts, and when you leave, your money stops. You see, there's a big part of the day that most folks don't even make money. They don't know how to make money. I want to teach people how to make money while you're sleeping. And you make money while you're sleeping based on leverage and based on residual income. Leverage just means that you have a whole, your business is global. You know, anybody can join your business, anybody can market your business, anybody can buy anything in your business. That's a global business. I also teach people how to make money residually, and that's how, you know, the rappers get paid when they spin a song. That's how the movie stars get paid. Michael Jordan's still get paid residually off of his stuff. You know, so that's where you want to be at, because I know as a black community, most of us, or anybody for the most part, because 97% of the United States is broke. 3% of the population control 97% of the wealth. So here's what I'm saying. In order to make it to leap over from the 97% into the 3%, you got to adopt some new philosophies about how to make money. So I'm not looking for folks who want a job, because I don't offer jobs. I offer entrepreneurship, and I'm only looking for a few because I take them as my student, and I show them how to get to the six-figure level.
Okay. Well, me personally, I definitely understand that. So I get that to the full, you know. So, but if there's any person, you know, I'm just asking for the people, where they have to go on your website, and there's a certain link you have to get on to. Yeah, or do they come, or there's a information they come directly to you?
Well, you know what? Since you invited me on your show today, I'm gonna do something. I'm going to do something for the folks who want to make money immediately. Now, and I want to tell you this, but I'll tell you this before I release my information. The folks who want to make money, if you ever prayed for something to fix your finances, if you got too much month at the end of your money, if you're scared that if something happens to your job, you might get fired, you might get laid off, yeah, they might downsize. They never really upsize. They may downsize, and your mortgage and everything else is dependent on that. If your credit is shot, because a lot of people don't understand that, if your credit is shot, guess what? You're in bondage because you're paying a higher interest rate for the home, for the cars, for the insurance. You're paying a higher interest rate. You can't get, like cables, a lot of cable services. Your credit has a lot to do with who you are. So I can help you repair your credit as well. In addition to that, we have a new service that just came out, Travis. It's called TV. TV is amazing because it's a game changer in the home-based business arena. What TV is we call it cutting the cord. TV allows you to save money on your cable bill. You can get rid of Dish Network, DirecTV, Comcast, Charter, Cox, Time Warner. You can get rid of all those folks. Use our streaming TV service. Everything is going to IP television. That's what the new wave is. And the reason why I'm only looking for a few, because the ones who get in front of this will be like getting in front of Apple, because IP television is changing as we know it. You won't have to pay for boxes. You won't have to have somebody come and install TV in your house, run cords all around your house, give you remotes. You won't have to do all of that stuff. Internet television is changing the game. So our internet television, we offer it for like $39 a month. But here's the kicker. No credit check, no contract, no box fees, no setup, no taxes. And you get like 120 channels. We also have one that's right at 200 channels for like $70 a month, which includes all the movie channels, Star, Showtime, Cinemax, HBO, all that stuff included. No taxes on top of this. So people are going to eat this alive. In addition to that, if you refer our cable service to five people and they get it, your cable service is free. So I have, and I know that we'll book, we just came out of this service just 2 weeks ago, and I know that we're going to put 6 million customers on this service before my company goes public. So there's a sense of urgency that if you ever wanted to make more money, the time is now. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's my contact information. My personal cell phone number is 314-853-3700. Again, 314-853-3700. Or you can visit my website. My website is www.getrichwithderek.com. I'm going to spell it out for you. Derrick.com. GetRichWithDerrick.com. So why am I telling you that? It's because you can visit my website and get the information that you're looking for. I got videos on there. You'll get to see me in person because I have, I believe I have several tutorials on there as well. But here's what I'm about. I'm about helping people bring in prosperity into their lives. You may already be wealthy, but if you're wealthy and you got to work for it, guess what? I can show you how to get money without even having to work for it with a residual income. And if you don't have your retirement taken care of, if you're not making enough at your job, I can help you. But you got to make the first step. You got to realize, like I did when I looked in the mirror, that man in the mirror that looked back at me said, you know what, you're not making enough. Even with two jobs, you're not making enough. And you're going to have to do this till you're 70 years old to maintain your lifestyle, and I don't want to do that. So I made the decision. I stepped out on faith, and I jumped off the cliff and built my wings on the way down. So I'm going to teach you guys and gals how to make a lot of significant money. And even if you don't want to make a lot of money, what would suffice your budget? Is it a $500 a month? Is it a $1,000 a month? Is it $10,000 a month? Whatever number you throw at me, I have a program for you. So, Travis, that's my information. Again, is www.getrichwithderek.com. GetRichWithDerek.com, 314-853-3700.
Okay. One of the things you just said about the watching the TV thing on the internet and everything, I was just talking to somebody about that like a week ago, And but we're talking about 10 numbers, and I said I wouldn't be surprised if somebody come up with I wouldn't be surprised if one day they would have you can watch TV and cable everything on the internet, because I see where a lot of where some things is going, you know, with the music and everything. And like you said, that is the new way. That's the same word I used when I was talking to somebody about that.
Absolutely. And you know, with our TV service, you can put it up to 5 devices at one time. So say, for instance, you're watching TV at home, but then you left home and you're running to, you know, get your hair cut. Well, I'm sitting in the barbershop looking at it on my cell phone. I'm watching ESPN, or I'm watching the football game, Sunday night football game. I'm watching CNN. I'm watching, you know, Discovery TV on my tablet, you know, or on my cell phone. So, and it blows people away because I'm sitting in the airport. I travel a lot because I go around the country and help people make money. And I'm sitting there in the airport. I'm watching television, and people are like, "What the? It's the new wave. I mean, it's internet television. You need internet to make it work. But guess what? We sell internet too. We can save you money on the bills you got to pay. Because think about this: every day when you get up, you turn on your lights or your gas to heat your home or to cool your home, depending on where you live at. Are you getting paid for it? You swipe your credit and debit card. Are you getting paid for it? You talk on your cell phone. Are you getting paid for it? Pay your car insurance. Are you getting paid for it? You pay your house note. Are you getting paid for it? You pay your car note. Are you getting paid for it? You get a gym membership. Are you getting paid for it? You travel. Are you getting paid for it? You want to lose weight. Are you getting paid for it? You know, so for me, it's like, duh. I do this stuff every day in my life. So the main thing we do is we show you how to cut your bills down to a fraction of what you're paying right now. And then the second thing we do is we work off referrals. And we work off referrals. So when somebody says, you know what, you get the TV service and you love it, you're going to tell 5 people why, because you want yours for free. And then guess what? Your customers can tell 5 people about it as well and get theirs for free. So this is going to go viral. There's going to be millions of customers on this service. You don't want to miss this wealth trend. Because most of the time, if you miss it, here's what we call you in traditional society if you miss a wealth trend. We call you a consumer. A consumer is a person that goes out and consumes cable. They consume groceries. They consume internet. They consume car notes. We are called consumers. You know, you're a prosumer if you learn how to get in front of the money before the wealth trend happens. If you don't get in front of the wealth trend, guess what? You're going to be on the back end just buying in as a customer. Why would you want to do that when you can tell somebody now before it hits? That's just like having a pager, having a first pager before pagers hit, having a first DVD before DVD, the first DVD player before DVDs hit, and you can make money off of it. Having a first cell phone before cell phones hit, and you can make money off of it if you get in front of it. Personally coach the mentor, and you can get in front of it.
Two things I want to ask. You know, one thing I want to ask you, what somebody called you, and, you know what I'm saying, you're talking to them, you break it down, and just by y'all conversation, you can tell this person mentally they're ready to, you know, move forward with any business that you offer, but they really don't have enough money like that, and they just be honest with you. Like, what can you tell that person, like, you know?
What can I tell that person? Money is never an issue, because here's why I tell you that. If you have ambition, money's not an issue. Because if you focus on the money, think about the last 5 years in your lives. For me, if I didn't do this business, the next 5 years would have looked just like the previous 5 years. I would have been working 2 jobs, and I wouldn't have made a small investment. But here's what I tell you. If you look at your lifestyle, most people got $200 that they can invest in the business, because I've seen ladies be having them Gucci and Tommy, all these cool purses, Cohen purses, and they ain't got $20 in the purse. The person cost them $600,000 for the purse, and they ain't got $20 in the wallet in the purse. I've seen fellas wearing Jordans, buying motorcycles. We get what we want to get. It just depends on if it has enough value in our lives, because I know for a fact, since I've been born, I've gotten pretty much everything I wanted. Now, yeah, I don't have, I'm not a gazillionaire or anything like that, but I live a comfortable lifestyle. So we get what we want to get. So had I not made that investment in myself, I would still be in the same boat. So I tell people, even if you don't have the money, we can design a program for you to help get you the money. Have some scholarship programs that help people as well. But you got to come to the table with something. No ambition and no money, I can't help you. You got some ambition, and we sit down and we talk, or we talk over the phone, we're formulating a strategy to help you get more money. I don't care where you live at. You can live on the side of Mount Everest. I'll help you make more money. Or you can live in the hood. It doesn't matter if you got out of jail or if you just graduated from Yale. I can help you. I can help you make more money, and I can help you build a legacy for you and your family. So the money is not normally never an issue, Travis. If they have ambition, we can work around the money.
Right. So I'm going to ask you, if a person came and they did have, let's say they had a $200 budget or something, and that's, I think you said that's like some of the startup costs. Now, how much time would it, they invest that, they pay that fee, how much time would it take before they see maybe like a bigger return on their money or start seeing more
great
money,
question.
However you want to put it?
That's a great question. Because for me, I use my bill money to get in. When I first came in 9 years ago, it was $500 to get in. And back then, you had to buy some stuff to help you grow your business. So I bought like four telephones. They were $350 a piece. They were video phones. You could see the person that you're talking to, and they could see you. It's like Skype. But back then, it was a phone. It was before Skype. So that's what got me into the business, knowing that I was in front of a walk train, because that blew my mind, because I'd never seen anybody on the phone before. Blew my mind. I'm like, dude, I'm in. I bought four of them. They were $350 a piece. Plus, I paid the $500 to get in. So I ended up spending over $1,000, but guess what I did? I didn't think of what it was going to cost me. I thought of what it was going to make me because I said, you know what? First of all, I can write it off on my taxes. And, folks, I'm telling you, if you don't own a business, you don't get the traditional tax write-off as a millionaire does. I write off everything. I write off my cable, my internet, my cell phone, my home security, my gas, my electric. I write off everything, my mileage, my cars. I write off everything in my life because I own a business. So, there's a couple of $100 to get started one time over your whole career. But here's some accolades about my company. We get paid every Friday in addition to what you already got coming in. We get paid every Friday. Check run is every Friday. Check run is on Wednesday. You get it on Friday. So we get paid every Friday. And our bonus right now, if you sign up, you know, you get a $400 bonus in your first 30 days. So you spent $200. You'll spend about $250 because you got to pay your back office, which is your website. So you spent $250, but you got $400 back in your first 30 days. But I'm not going to even show you how to get $400. I'm going to show you how to bring back a minimum of $1,000 off a $250 investment. Now, you don't give that money to me. You give it to Five Links. You open up your business. It's a private franchise. You go on a website. You fill out the application. You submit it with your credit card information or your debit card information, and boom, you get a number saying, welcome to Five Links. You're in. I use my number to become wealthy. And you can use your number and not do anything with it, but this was too much of a blessing to pass up. So Fontlix is going to go public in the next 3 to 5 years. We'll be a publicly traded company. So can you imagine, and we give away free stock. I'm a senior vice president of the company. We give away free stock, free cars, free jets. I'm sitting in my 750 BMW right now speaking to you guys. I just came out the gym so I can talk to you guys. I live the lifestyle of a pro athlete because I said yes. I don't have two jobs like I had before. I travel all around the country in different parts of the world because I said yes. I have an organization of almost 16,000 people because I said yes. I get paid when almost 15,000 people pay bills, and I will never meet them in my life because I said yes. So again, we get paid every Friday, so you get your money back, your instant return on investment. So I'm going to show you how to bring back $1,000 in your first 30 days, but it doesn't stop there. That's only where it starts. So my company gives away, like I said before, I'm sending my car, but it gets better than that. We give away incentive trips every year. When you hit my position, you get a trip every year for two people, all expenses paid. Last year went to Las Vegas. Last year went to five-day cruise, and this year we're going to the Dominican Republic. And then next year we also give away not just free BMW. You don't want the BMW, take the cash. The next position we give away free Bentleys. You get to keep your BMW too, and then you get your Bentley on top of that, which is freaking amazing. plus another 5,000 shares of stock. So you got 10,000 shares of stock plus two cars, plus two trips, plus you get a bonus. It's called a bonus check at the end of the year, which is normally a six-figure check when you get the Bentley. And then next position is Diamond, and we give away a $300,000 bonus to get that. How much of that money would it take you to become wealthy? It's your choice. You can do what you're doing and keep working like I did on floating down a lazy river, but most people I know live a life of quiet desperation, Travis. They know they need money, but they like the dog on the porch that's laying on the nail yipping, and they ask them why is the dog yipping. They say, you're laying on the nail, but you're too lazy to get up off of it because it don't hurt them bad enough. That's what most people's finances are. They go to work, home to work, weekend. And that's how they normally live their lives, home to work, retirement. And guess what? I don't have no money saved for retirement. Let us help you. We'll help you every step of the way.
Right. Well, first I'm going to say this. We've probably got like 4 minutes left, but I just,
sure,
talking to you, you know, it's a good thing talking, but I want to say this, like, because to me, I think this is an old way of thinking. You know, the thinking that some people got, the whole, it ain't nothing wrong going with college, you know, going to school to 12th grade and you go to college and become a doctor, lawyer, whatever, but that's not for everybody. And, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with going to college, or if you don't go to college, just work a regular job and, like you said, retire. To me, I think that's an old way of thinking. You know, owning your own business, working for yourself, passing something on to your kids and their kids, to me, that's a better way of thinking. You know. So
there you go.
Travis, I
didn't even go to high school, bro. And I've been able to become wealthy. Not going to high school. I've built a multi-million-dollar business and not going to high school because I knew that, you know, when I dropped out, I didn't have a dad in my life and, you know, I hit the streets and I went buck wild. So, but guess what? Life makes you pay for that. You know, so I went to go get the jobs. I had the low-paying jobs. I had to work my way up the food chain. So instead of starting off with a college degree and working and coming in as a manager, I had to work my way up into management, which meant there was a lot of tireless hours that I put in to the job when I didn't necessarily have to. You know, so I didn't go to school, but this was the way that I got my time back, and I helped a lot of people make more money. My vision now is helping the folks in Haiti. So I'm thinking that, you know, I got some folks and some friends and some business partners down there in Haiti, so I'm thinking I'm about to go down there and do that because, you know what, money, it brings good things. It does good things in people's lives if you got it. If you don't have it, the only thing you can say is I'm going to pray for you. But if you got it, you spend it and you help your fellow man or your fellow woman. So I'm here for each and every one of you, bro, and I'll help you guys make money. I have a huge track record with tens of thousands of people. They'll vouch for my character, they'll vouch for my business, and they'll vouch for me helping you to do what I said I was going to do.
Right. But me personally, I don't think there's enough people like you and enough people, and I'm pretty sure you know who this person is, and I don't think there's enough people like Damon Dash and other people that's kind of thinking, you know, this way, you know, because there's more people, like I said, stuck to that. You know, your kids going to go to college, be a lawyer, a doctor. But that's not for everybody. But you know what I'm saying?
It's
but
not.
It ain't enough teaching, you know, work for yourself, have your own company, pass it on from generation to generation to generation. And I think that way of thinking is important as well, you know. And that's the
school
thing that I'm
school teaches you how to be a worker bee, bro. And, you know, school teaches you how to be a worker bee. And in this society, when you go to school, let me backtrack for a second. You want me to go to school, go through high school, go take out, you know, $50,000+ in student loans to pay these student loans back till about when I die. You can't write them off in a bankruptcy. Them student loans are going to follow you forever till you pay them off. And then you want me to go get a job, and the job not paying me enough. Because I got to take my student loans out, so I'm going to get an entry-level job and put it up against a mortgage. And now I want to go buy a house, and now I got two mortgages on me because I had to go to school. And they don't teach entrepreneurship in school. They don't teach Wealth 101 or Wealth 102. I'd have signed up for both of them. They didn't teach that. They teach you how to go get a job, go to college, go get a job, and work for someone else. We flipped the other side of that coin and said, hey,